They have fountains, like in City Hall and in the courthouse. They have fountains, you know, that you can get. And a long time ago, why it was white and black, or colored and white, or whatever, you see. And like I said, it's changed a lot since then.
Yeah, has changed a lot. What kinds of automobiles did you have? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, you want to know what the a million?
Mm-hmm.
They had Hudsons.
Mm-hmm.
They had Cars, Chandlers, Jewett's, Graham Pages, Hupmobiles,
mm-hmm.
Stars, Moons,
mm-hmm.
Haynes, and Marquettes.
Wow.
Buicks, Cadillacs, Packards. Oh man, Stanley Steamers, Maltese. Well, and later on, you know, in 28th, then you got your Model A's. But everything up until Ford made up until, you know, through 27 was Maltese. Then they went to, from 28 on, they went to Model A's, and then in 33, I think it was, they come out with that V8.
Mm-hmm. What names would you have for, what would you call a car with four doors?
Sedan, and yeah. They used to have a flower vase in that, you know, by the door.
Uh-huh.
Had curtains to the window.
I've seen one of the. I saw an old Mercedes.
Yeah.
That had
curtains to the window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the old clutches, but your Model T, but it was a little different to drive because, in this case, you had three pedals on your floor. See,
mm-hmm.
And you didn't have a gear shift like the rest of them.
Yeah.
So what you do, you get it cranked and you would push in on the left pedal and drop the lever, see? And you was gone.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to back up, you press the center one and your
mm-hmm.
brakes were the right one.
Uh-huh.
And it also had a magneto on it, see? And when you cranked it, you could turn it from battery to magneto, see? They had some magnets in the flywheel in it.
Uh-huh.
And they had some little coils. Four of those, see, it was a four-cylinder one, and they had four of those little things, and they had to be adjusted, you know, kind of like the points on your car.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I've seen one of those.
Yeah,
that's a Model T Sparkle. It's in a wooden case, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old batteries used to come in wood cases like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had these old tires. First tire they made on them, they rims was flanged in, and they did a lot of cutting on the tires and things, and later on they start flanging the tires out, the rims out.
Yeah. How would you describe, what was the first car that you ever owned?
My dad owned, first one he ever owned was old Buick.
Mm-hmm.
Had wild wheels,
mm-hmm.
about half tall as you, and It was what they call a touring then, you know, like a convertible, see, but you carried the canvas tops and you carried the windows under the seat, see.
Mm-hmm.
They were made out of this material with some little, like, plastic openings in them.
Mm-hmm.
And if it started to rain, you put up your top and you had to put up those setups, so you probably got wet and hanged by the time you got all the stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that one. And what was the next one? The next one, we got a Model T truck, and we used to haul a lot of wood with it, you know, for making syrup and stuff like that.
What kind of truck was it?
It was, I guess, about a ton and a half.
Yeah.
And it was one of those that had to put, because we hauled vegetable in it, and a lot of time it had the post and had a top up on
mm-hmm.
it, like, way up. And we would go out and load it up with wood, man, and get both of those ears and pull them to the bottom, and you was wide open.
Yeah.
And the last one that he had was